You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and I am coming to you from the 95th annual Texas FFA convention. I am so excited and thrilled to be here. I'm covering the event all week. And today I have Maddie on the show with the Agriculture Future of America. Hey, Maddie, first, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to chat.
All right. So I'm learning as every year I come to convention, as everybody that's been following the show knows for a long time, I learn. I'm learning something new about not just Texas, but about our agriculture in the nation and worldwide, really. And the AFA, let's just start with that and what you do there.
Absolutely. So Agriculture Future America is that next step for students going into their collegiate careers. We work with students in food, agriculture, and natural resources to connect them with industry. We always say that we build bridges between industry and students. So we really help students feel prepared when they enter the workforce after that 4 years of college.
When did you first learn about or hear about the FFA, Texas FFA?
So I was actually an FFA member in Florida. Okay. So I was a state officer back in 2019 with Florida. And in Florida, we actually have middle school. I think Texas has eighth grade, but I joined FFA in the sixth grade back in Florida.
And what was that like going through like the FFA and like, what was that for your like early development?
Oh, transformational. I came from a suburban area in Florida. So Central Florida is growing very rapidly. And I had family that was kind of in the industry, but on a different side of it. Yeah. So when I was able to put on that blue jacket for the first time, I realized how important our farmers and ranchers were. And because of that passion, that's kind of what led me to go into FFA even deeper and then major in college in agriculture economics and then enter the workforce for agriculture as well.
Talk to me a little bit more about like the development side, like whether it's leadership or otherwise, like kind of how did that work?
So I think the most impactful piece of it for a long time was public speaking. I know that's like the number one fear of a lot of people in the United States.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I did a lot of speaking contests in FFA. I did Creed and Prepared and Parliamentary Procedure, which was another leadership development event that prepares students for how to run a meeting. And so each of those really just built on each other for that next step and really preparing me as a person to be professional and understand the impact that agriculture has.
Now, you mentioned being from like a suburban part of Florida, but then kind of going into FFA, like I feel like there's maybe a misconception that everybody that's part of FFA, like they're either, you know, farmers or ranchers, or they come from that lineage. Some many do, but there's also the suburbanites like yourself that kind of made their way over.
Absolutely. I think that was key for me, was realizing that you don't necessarily have to come from production in order to be successful, both as an FFA member or even in the industry. It's having the passion for agriculture. And so when you hear a rancher's story, for me, citrus and cattle were in my backyard. And so when you hear about citrus greening impacting Florida or a hurricane that really took out a crop, that's when I fell in love with what producers do and how hard they work. Yeah. And so it really takes everybody to support agriculture, not just those who are farmers and ranchers, but consumers who are helping spread the message about agriculture and just really making sure that everyone understands it's not just farmers and ranchers that play a vital role. It's everybody in our food system that plays a vital role.
So take me further through this journey. So, okay. So first you started young in FFA, you continued, you went through the whole system. And then now at what point did you kind of stumble upon AFA?
So that was in college. I think a lot of students in FFA would probably agree that when you graduate, you're kind of waiting for that what's next. You know, you've been raised for years, you show the pigs.
I don't want to assume that the audience at home knows what happens when you graduate. When you graduate, then you no longer wear the blue jacket, right?
Correct. So once you graduate high school, technically you're out of it. You're not eligible to compete for these things. And so a lot of times collegiate students were trying to find that hunger for what's next. Where can I put these leadership skills? So AFA was kind of created for those students from FFA to take that next step. So we have a leaders conference. It's not a leadership conference because we realize the students coming to us already have leadership skills.
Yeah.
And so when I was in that weird time in college, I was in college during COVID-19, I stumbled across AFA, and that's when I realized I wanted to apply for it. We are an application competitive program. So that's that competitive edge of AFA is you have to apply for our programming. I went in the fall of 2021. And so that's when I kind of got really just invested in it. And we have campus ambassadors. So across, I think 30 plus colleges across the country, we have an ambassador trying to promote students to come to our programming. So we're really just trying to build it up and make sure that students know that once they get out of that blue jacket, there is something for them.
Yeah. What's been one of your favorite parts of convention this year?
Oh, seeing the faces. I love students. I worked with National FFA for a little bit and I love working with students.
Yeah.
And so seeing them just so excited to be here and so passionate about agriculture just brings me so much joy.
I tell everybody, and I know when I go back home and I'm talking about it, I'm all fired up and people are like, why are you so excited? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just had so much fun. All these students running around these blue jackets who are just like so pumped and excited about agriculture, about life, about leadership, about meeting people, about new friends they met, about old friends that they're getting back together to see.
Absolutely.
Like the whole culture around it. I just feel like it's so positive, so friendly.
Their energy is literally infectious because you have students that are just so excited and you see so many different parts of the state coming together. You can have a chapter in Dallas and you can have very rural Texas chapter meeting here and seeing those friendships form. And it's incredible to know what this blue jacket does for young people.
So so AFA is obviously here and looking to recruit, promote, and introduce. We had a gentleman on earlier from the National Guard, I believe, was here.
Yeah.
And we're bringing other individuals. So let's talk to the companies for a little bit out there. So a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, executives watch this show. Why should they be in front of this audience?
I think when we work with partners. AFA works with 150 partners in the ag, food, and natural resource spaces. When you're looking for that next crop of individuals, that next generation that you want to bring in, that you want to bring that energy as an employee, as a next CEO in 20 years, this is where you find them. This is where that leadership has already been ingrained from a young age. They understand what hard work looks like, and these students are ready to tackle the challenges that the world faces.
Yeah, and that's why we come. So Sean, who's looking on right now as we're recording this, he was one of our ambassadors last year, and then we brought him on, and he's been an intern while he's in college, and he's the one that booked you for this.
Absolutely, really, I don't know of another organization that prepares students as well as for the future as FFA.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, Maddie, just want to say, really appreciate your time, making some time for us today and coming on the show and really sharing your story with our audience and our viewers so that they can see the magic that's going on here at the Texas FFA Convention, 95th year. Maddie, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.